Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is Podmas Day 6 or 7. 6 or 7. Damn, that's a cat. I don't know if you guys hate. I hate cats. I don't know, but I have a trauma with cats. I think when I was young, Francisca, like when I was young, back. Kitambo, I think when I was in kindergarten, when I was young, I don't know, a cat did something to me. I don't know, it scratched me. I don't know, when I was sleeping. So I have like a bad relationship with cats. I really hate cats. I fear cats. I hate cats. And people are like, you know, have these pet lovers that you're talking about, the people who like cats, they like run out. They always find it weird. But me, I hate cats. I hate cats. I think I'm even cat phobic, if that's even a thing. I fear cats. I hate cats. They're my worst kind of animal. I hate those things. I hate it. Anyway, that was not what I was planning to talk about. Happy December. Yo, happy December. I hope your December is Decembering as usual. So this is Paul. Is it day 7? Either day 6 or day 7. I don't know. I'm going to check the last episode. So, what's up, guys? What's up, King Kings? But a shout out to everyone who's listening to this podcast. I'm really enjoying doing it. So kindly subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Spotify so that you can be notified when I post a new episode. Damn, that cat. Follow me on Instagram, Unspoken Podcast KE and Aweno Aweti. Join my Telegram channel, Unspoken Podcast Community. Support my craft, support our community. I have a M-Pesa till number. Damn, I have those things. When I attended the Spotify workshop back in September, they told us, don't be afraid to ask for donations. Don't be afraid to ask for help. So I have an M-Pesa till number. The till number is 8627528. Guys, support me. Support my craft. Please, 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 please. Anyway, okay, that's good. I don't know if you guys can hear me. So today, I was just going to come here and tell you guys about, talk to you guys about winning and losing. You win some, you lose some, yeah? You don't actually win everything, you know? This year, but this is not a year recap. I think my last podcast episode is going to be just me now recapping the whole, in the entire year. How my year has been, my highs, my lows, my highlights of the year. That's going to be the last episode. I think it's going to drop on 31st, 8th, 31st, 30th, there, or December. So just catch you guys up on how this year has been, how Unspoken has grown and everything, that like the highs and lows, basically my entire life. So that's, look out for that. It's gonna be the last episode of Podmas, the last episode of the year. That's a serve. So there's something I've been doing, there's a program I've been what's the word, there's a program that I had attended. There's a program that I had been part of. Yeah, that's the right word. There's a program that I had been part of. And it was just like, it was a good program. I can't mention it. I can't, due to some reasons, I can't mention the program, the name and everything. But there's a program that I had been part of, and it was really a nice program. I think I mentioned it in one of, before Podmas, the last episode before Podmas. Go and listen to it. Yeah, that program that I had been part of, and it was really like a good program. Should I mention it? I don't feel good measuring because I'm still hurting. So I was part of that program, and it was really a good program. It was like a program you attend the training, they train you in something, and then they, after training you, you qualify, and then after qualifying, they train, you know, they enroll you to their program now, and then they train you, then they train you for 2 years, and then they give you a job employment. So it was like a good program, and I was really excited to be part of it. I really worked hard, like nearly literally. I really got out of my comfort zone for that program. I really did a lot. I'm not ready to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it in my last episode when I'm talking to you guys about my wins and losses and about my highs and lows of the year. For now, just tune in for the last episode if you want to know what it is. So yeah, I was part of that program, and it was really a tough program. Like, yo, I really got out of my comfort zone for that program. I really did. Like, I was really dedicated. Like, I really wanted it because it was not something I had done. Like, you know me, I studied theater. I studied drama and theater in campus. So basically, me, I'm an artist, like a performing artist. I did theater. So me in Kokoe industry, art, creative industry, media, those are the things I'm good at. So this program was totally the opposite of me, of what I studied in campus. It was totally the opposite. It involved a lot of calculations, a lot of using your brain, a lot of thinking, a lot of I really outdid myself and just dedicated myself to this program because I really wanted to be part of it. But then after the training and everything, unfortunately, I didn't qualify to go to the next level, and I was so heartbroken. I was so heartbroken when they sent me the email that I had not qualified. Yo, it was so painful for me because I had like nearly quit for real. Like, I had just motivated myself every day to be part of that program, like to go daily because it was really so tough. And it was supposed to start next year, so I had already planned my life for next year, how like I'm going to adjust my schedule and even unspoken, like everything, just to fit into that program. Like, I'd already just pictured everything. So when I didn't get into the and I don't know why I was so sure I was gonna get into the program. I don't I was just so sure. I was like, I program is because I can't. Like, I was so sure I was gonna get in. I don't know. I was so sure, but then I didn't get in, unfortunately, and I've really been hurting. It really hurt me, and I've not even talked about it. I've not even talked about it to anyone. Like, it really did hurt me. I'm even coming out now because in this podcast, this is why I tell you guys my shit. So yeah, it really hurt me because in my head I had already known the ass is because I shit. So I guess you win some and lose some. So that was a really big thing that I did lose this year. It was so big, like it really hurt me. So I'm just coming up here to tell you guys that you win some and you lose some. You don't win everything. You win some, you lose some, and it's okay. It's okay, guys. It's okay to win some and lose some. Of course, you can't get everything. Kwani you ni Mungu, ni Jesus. You ain't God. So just take it easy on yourself. That's what I'm learning. I'm taking it easy on myself. I keep blaming myself. I'm really thinking, okay, so what did I do wrong? Did I not do this? I should have done this. No, shit. I should have done this. But even as much as I'm beating myself up and whatnot, it has already passed. It has already gone. Like, they already sent me the email. Like, I'm not making it. So as long as I try just beating myself up, already I didn't make it. So whatever you reach something, I know most of, and this is goes out to maybe postgraduates like me, a lot of postgraduates like me, people after campus. Kwanzaa, this is December. This is the month where people are graduating. Most of you are graduating. Most people are graduating this month and maybe next year, planning to get a job, looking for and start hunting for jobs. And then, of course, when you're looking for jobs, they're all they're like, yes, I'm so sure I'm gonna get this. Of course, everyone, all, there's always, I saw I saw this. There's this I saw this tweet somewhere the other day that the delusion that comes after applying for a job, you're already picturing your life in that job. And it's actually so true. Like, let me tell you, for me, when I lost my job, when I was telling you, I talked to you guys about it, when I lost my job back in June at a radio station. So I've been up since then. I have been applying for jobs and jobs. I've been applying for jobs. So I'm always delusional because I've been applying to a lot of jobs. Me, I apply to jobs like, should I say even daily? I'm always applying to jobs. So I'm always so delusional. I'm picturing my life. Maybe even I apply a job out of the town that I'm currently living in. I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna move out. I'm gonna look for this house. I'm gonna like start to do like buying home decor. I'm gonna start wearing official suits. I start being delusional. I start picturing myself in that job. So you win some and lose some. And when I don't get the email back, I'm always like, damn, damn. I just beat myself up. I feel so bad. So that is something that I've really learned this year. You win some, you lose some, because Much as you think people are, you, as much as I've won, of course, I've had a couple of wins this year, a lot of wins this year, and a lot of lo losses, a lot of losses be this year. And it's not always fair to just share my wins and just come here to tell you guys, yo guys, I won an award. I'm an award-winning podcaster. My podcast was Breakout Creator of the Year. I did. I no. I win some, I lose some, I win some. So that's just basically life. You can't just win everything. Like I said, you're not God, you're not Jesus. You can't just win everything. So take it easy on yourself. The things you're gonna win, and that's life. That's life. You're gonna win some things, you're gonna lose a lot of things. So what's yours, you're gonna it's gonna what's yours is what's made for you is gonna find you. Is that what they say? Yeah, take it easy on yourself. This is Podmas Day 7. Six or seven either. So you guys, shout out to you and keep listening to Unspoken. Keep it unspoken. Interact with me on my social media platforms and support my community. I'm gonna leave the M-Pesa till number. You guys, you need to support this babe. Support me and take it easy on yourself. Yeah. Keep it unspoken. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.